The last couple of weeks we've been exploring yichud with more than two people. And that had been, as we saw, the opening topic in the Mishnais. So the Mishnah here in Kiddushin had introduced a yichud initially as yichud is sometimes also with three people, sometimes mutter with three people. The Mishnah had presented a distinction between shnei anashim versus shtei nashim. Mishnah presented it. Two men and a woman is mutar, two women and a man is asa, Reuven, Shimon, Eliza, that's fine, but Reuven, Eliza, Yocheved, that's going to be a problem. Everybody saw, and that we had a chance to dig into the world of Shnei Anashim a little bit, we saw that it has limitations. Number one, it's only Ksherim, Prutzim, even many men is going to be a problem. And number two, even when you're dealing with Ksherim, that we distinguish between Ba'ir, and Baderach. Ba'ir, indeed, two, as the Mishnah says. Baderach, you require three. We discussed the Ravid, expanded that. Baderach doesn't come up that often in contemporary society unless you're out in the wilderness. But the Ravid had said every single night, when people might be falling asleep, or when people are asleep, so then that's a... That is the equivalent of Baderach. You need three. Okay, we had a chance to explore a little bit last February we got back to some Michael's questions about that Ravid, and last Chabur we began to explore, shift our focus from Shnei Anashim to Shtei Nashim, and we saw that although the Mishnah says that Shtei Nashim is problematic, so that is subject to an interesting Machlokas Harishonim, so there was a broad and intriguing machlokas on the Mishnah on Pei Beis. Mishnah had made the comment that kol she'asakiv menashim leizachim anashim. There's an isur yichud for one who works in a woman's line of work. That was a curious presentation. What do you mean? There's always an issue of it, regardless of what job you have. So you saw that the Rambam and some of the others, Rambam and Chananel, they say it means I would have thought you could be more makel if it's professional. So maybe the romantic aspect is going to be more muted. So maybe he could be makel. And the point of the Mishnah according to the Rambam is no. Even if asak v'anashim, you still have to keep to the same standards. But most other Rishonim took the approach that we're saying not only that he cannot be makel, but he actually has to be more machmer than the average. And we'd seen there was some discussion as to what. I think I misspoke last time we talked about the Ramban the Ritva. I think I said it to Baal Beer, Fetz Pesuch. Not the case. And Ramban the Ritva say, the Mishnah and Pei said Shnei Anashim is Mutter. So Ramban the Ritva say, oh, for a typical man, Shnei Anashim is Mutter. But Misha Sakav Anashim, so then that cool doesn't apply. Tosfos had said that's a different cool that appeared in the Mishnah Daf Pei. He said Ishtoimo is mutter, but not Asakav im Hanashim. Asakav Hanashim, so then you have to be worried even if it's Ishtoimo. And finally, Rashi, they were all responding to Rashi. Rashi had said that Mishnah earlier said you can't be misyachid with shtei nashim. Here the Mishnah says asakim anashim lo yisachid im hanashim, any number of women. That had been Rashi's approach. Not that the Mishnah is saying that the kula of shnei anashim is suspended. That's not the Mishnah's point. Not that the Mishnah is saying that the kula of ishto imo is suspended. No, Rashi said it's the kula of Yoser Mishtei Nashim. Rashi sees a kula and suspends it here. Okay, so that we had that discussion whether, so the Ramah raised as a possibility, the Rashi's assumption that in a typical case, if it's not Asakim Anashim, in typical case there's a Heter Yichud with Shalosh Nashim, that's not something we would generally rely upon. I want to look though at, and continue to explore, the Easter of Shtei Nashim. So again, What are the exceptions? Normally, shtei nashim is not mutter, but what are the cases when it is mutter? So again, one possibility, but not accepted by many rishonim, is Rashi's thought that it's only shtei nashim which is aser, but shalosh is mutter. I want to turn our attention to that which the Mishnah mentions as an exception. The Mishnah in presenting shtei nashim says shtei nashim is aser, but ishto imo. The ishto imo, then it is mutter. The fellow's going to be alone with Reuven, going to be alone with Yocheved and Aliza, that's a problem. If Reuven's alone with Yocheved and Eshos Reuven, Mrs. Reuven, so obviously he has no issue yichud with his wife, he also has no issue yichud with the other woman, with Yocheved.
Is that really classified as shtei nashim, as opposed to he has somebody protecting him from the...
Okay, it's fair. Well, it is the case. It is a case of Ishecha and Shtei Nashim, which is mutter. The Mishnah says there is no general rule. There is a general rule with exceptions, but it is on the list of kulos. One of the kulos is Shnei Anashim. The Mishnah says there's no kul of Shtei Nashim, but there are cases where Shtei Nashim mutter Ishto Ima. So to explore that more, let's look at two other related sugyas. One is yet another case where shtei nashim is mutter, and that comes up pei aleph amid beis, towards the bottom of pei aleph amid beis, right before the two dots, right before the last set of two dots. There's a memor of Rava. See the two dots hegdilu, right before that, Amar Rava. Rava has two types of kulos by shtei nashim. Two sets of situations. We have Reuven, Yocheved, and Aliza, and it's mutter. For now, but we'll come back to this in greater detail. We're going to skip over his first set of situations where it's mutter. It has to do with where there's a potentially negative family relationship between the two women. That's what Rava says. Shtei nashim is aser, but if they're related to each other, Maybe they didn't make a list. Maybe room up here also. I'm sorry if it's crowded. But let's take a look at Rava's second din. Tinokes, right before the two dots. Tinokes sheodas tambia ve'ein moseres atzim libya. You have a girl who's young, old enough, and in between age, old enough that she's yodas tambia, that she understands. Enough of the facts of life, enough of a sense of tznius, old enough to know when something seems awry, but young enough that she's eino moseres atzmo libya, young enough that she wouldn't be interested in participating. So that's an interesting din. It's consistent with the way Rashi had explained the basic din of shtei nashim. Rashi had explained, you remember, both the Mishnah Peyam Beis and then the beginning of the Gemara. The reason why Shtei Nashim doesn't create a Heter is because there's a chance, not very likely, but enough of a slight chance that this Reuven might induce both women to participate in active Znus, that if they're both participants, so then they're not going to present, neither one inhibits the other. Neither one is a security leak. Not worry, the other one is going to spill the beans. She's participating also. So you understand, that's how Rashi had explained Nashim Dait and Kalas. That's why Shtei Nashim is not mutter in the way that Shnei Anashim is mutter. So then we understand, well, if she's young enough that she's in Mosera Sa'atzma Labia, so then she's not likely to be a participant, so then she's a third party who serves as a Shomer, as much as a second male serves Shnei Anashim, serves as a Shomer. Okay, so that's number one. That's number one. Another exception, like Ishto Imo, another scenario. Is room up here? Should I move back? Another scenario where you have Ishechet, Shtei Nashim, as Mutter, Ishto Imo, and Tinokas. And now, let's get further into the din of Ishto Imo. Let's look at that fascinating sugya in Avodah Zarah. So we've been seeing that Yichud is primarily based, headquartered at the end of of Kiddushin, but we saw it comes up a little bit in Sota, and so Sota of Zion. Now let's take a look at the very beginning of the second parak of Avodah Zarah. First parak of Avodah Zarah is one of the larger parakim in Shas by Blot. So here we are, the second parak starts in Daf Chav Beis. And the first two parakim of Avodah Zarah are loosely speaking about dinim that relate to interactions between Jews and non-Jews. The third parak and part of the fourth parak switch to talk about actual Avodah Zarah, not the Iser of worshipping Avodah Zarah, but how you deal with items of Avodah Zarah when things are Aser Ba'ana. And the latter part of the fourth parak into fifth parak about halachas of non-Jewish wine. The first two parakim more generally about halachas that govern interactions in Jews and non-Jews. The end of the second parak is about kashrus issues. But here you have other, earlier in the second parak, first parak, other issues about non-Jewish holidays and so on and so forth. So here you have Chavez of an Aleph. This first Mishnah has a series of three dinim. In the middle din in the Mishnah, Chavez of an Aleph, is Lotus Yachedi Shalim Mahem Ipnei Shechashu Naharayas. A Jewish woman cannot be alone with a non-Jewish man with them, because we have a concern that the non-Jew may take liberties with this Jewish woman. So the Gemara in Tadav Chafei, as you saw, the Gemara Chafei asks the obvious question. Here we're talking about dinim that are specific to non-Jews. Because this fellow is a non-Jew, therefore you have this ad restriction you wouldn't have if he's a Jew. So Gemara says, Yichud is not unique to non-Jews. A Jewish woman can't be on a Jewish man also. That's not you. That doesn't belong in Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says that there was this a one-on-one situation. One woman, one man of that. That's aser whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew. So Gemara says it must be not bechad, but betulasa. Not one man, one non-Jew. That would be true. Iser Yichud, one Jew also. But three non-Jews with this woman. Well, why three? So Rashi explains, two, okay, but after all, two sometimes is three. Baderech, balayla, baderech, you need three. So that's what Rashi says. Let's say you have three non-Jewish men. That would be vaday mutter by Yisrael. Three men and a woman is for sure mutter, even baderech. But the Gemara says, maybe that's what the Mishnah means, that the kula of, maybe the Mishnah means, in other words, the Gemara is assuming it can't just be the Mishnah time of the Isser Yichud. The Isser Yichud, whether the male involved is Jewish or non-Jewish. And by the way, you see here that the Isser Yichud is not just the man's violation. Both the man and the woman are violating Isser Yichud. The Gemara is assuming this Jewish woman should not be alone with a Jewish man nor with a non-Jewish man. It's her, she's in violation of Yichud. If he's Jewish, he's in violation of Yichud. If she's Jewish, she's in violation of Yichud. So it must be, the Gemara says, sort of similar to the logic that most Rishonim have in the Mishnah Pei Beis, it must be this case is more chumer than typical. So what kula normally would apply but suspended? So the Gemara's first suggestion is maybe we're suspending the din of Shnei Anashim. Normally Shnei Anashim is Mutter, but Shnei Nachrim is Aster. The Gemara said it can't be. Why? Not because it isn't true. It is true. The Gemara assumes that Shnei Nachrim, a woman cannot be misyacheres even with Shnei Nachrim or Shlosha Nachrim. But the Gemara says that's not unique enough. That's even the case, as we saw in the Gemara, Dapei, with Yisrael Pritzim. So the Gemara assumes that the implication of the Mishnah is that a Nachri is even more chamer than Yisrael Paritz. The Nachri has some din that's not shared with any Jew. Not only does not share with the Yisrael Kashri, it doesn't share with Yisrael Paritz. So it's true, Shnei Anashim, the Kula Shanajan Anashim suspended by Nachri. The Gemara says there must be something else. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. What's the Mishnah talking about? It must be the next Kula in Kiddushin. Not Shnei Anashim, but Ishtar Ima. So, by the way, important to note.
And Nachri's wife with him?
Right. The Gemara says that Yocheved is allowed to be alone with Shimon and Eshes Shimon. But Yocheved cannot be alone with Peter and Ashes Peter, with Christopher and Ashes Christopher. Peter Shimon. Right. So in other words, not only is Yocheved forbidden to be alone with Christopher and Muhammad, with Christopher and Luke, with Shnei Nachrim, But she's also not allowed to be alone with Christopher and Ashes Christopher. With Muhammad and Latifa, is the case in the case. With Anachri and his wife. So, and that, okay, so what do you see? So what you see is, just to first to consider, Tosfos is going to raise some more issues, but just to consider first, what is the Gemara telling me? Now the Gemara is telling me, there is an Isser of Yichud, okay, that we know, and there is a Kula of Shnei Anashim, but it doesn't apply to Yisrael Paritz nor to Nachim, okay, that we know. There's also a Kula of Ishto Imo, and apparently it does apply even by Yisrael Paritz, but not by Nachrim. So that's already interesting. You should know that the Kula of Ishto Imo is stronger than the Kula of Shnei Anashim, because it applies Bein B'Ksherim, Bein B'Prutzim. But even the Kula of Ishto Imo, which is stronger than Shnei Anashim, but it fails once you have a Nachrim. And that gives expression to the fact that Nachri is even more chamor than Yisrael Paritz, and that's the point of this Mishnah in the Avodah Zarah. You remember the Rambam had said, going back 2 weeks, Rambam had said, no, he thinks we're all prutzim as manazah. The whole idea of kasher is very rare, but the Rambam talk, if you have Shulchan Aruch, if you have Rambam, either way, Shulchan Aruch had quoted the Rambam, he said, hey, Lotis Yachid Isha Achas Afil in Anashim Harbe. Sifei. Shulchan Aruch Sifei, quoting the Rambam in Halacha Ches. That's where the Rambam says that there is no Kula of Shnei Anashim Kshayim, because the Rambam reads, since the Rambam, as I mentioned last time, the Rivet also, in the Balei Nefesh, reads that story of Rav Yehuda Kipshuto, not a Chumra, that the Kasher is very rare. However, even the Rambam, who's assuming we're all prutzim, achitiyu eshto shalechem mehem sham. However, if you have multiple men with one woman, a problem, multiple men, but one of them is ishto imo, boom, ishto imo does work even b'makom prutzim. And then where did Rambam get that from? Once he assumes we're all prutzim, shnei anashim ksheirim goes out the window, how do you know that ishto imo does work? The answer is, presumably, it's Gemara Avodah Zarah, daf chaf hayom beis, is assuming that was the point. The Gemara was looking for a kula that does apply even by prutzim, but does not apply by nachrim. And the Gemara found its answer. The answer is ishto imo. Okay, so ishto imo is a kula. Ishto imo applies not only by kshem, but even by prutzim, but not by nachrim. And that is indeed what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Gimel. The din of ishto imo. But lotus yachid Yisraelis makusi afal pisha ishto imo. There you have it. Ishto imo is mutter if the husband and wife in question are a Jewish couple. But non-Jewish couple, we're concerned again to stress what we stressed in the past. That yichud is a question of risk management. The yichud doesn't mean we assume there's a problem, but there's enough of a risk that we have to avoid it. So we're not saying that every single nachir in the world is a part. There may be nachir who are very upstanding, moral, and cautious people. We may have had a vice president in the recent past who appears to have been a very careful hechaz yichud, Baruch Hashem. But the Gemara is saying, as a general rule, you have to assume that we're going to assume that the risk is too great with the stav nachri, and the risk is even greater, as great or greater than with the Yisrael parts. Okay, the Shnei Anashim Ksheirim doesn't apply, and Ishto Imo also does not apply. Now this Tosfos here, the rich Tosfos. Tosfos raises 2 points, the first of which he is raised as well by Tosfos back in the Kiddushin. Let's first take a look, though, at the end of Tosfos. If you have Avodah Zarah in front of you, that we'll talk about outside. In the top Tosfos, Chaf Hayom Beis, Tosfos said, why do we have to talk about Ishto Imo? Why don't we think of a different kula? How about Ishto Imo is an example where you have multiple women, and normally because it's multiple women, it should be mutter. But if it's a nachri involved and a nachri wife, the woman is a nachris and the husband is a nachri, then the kula doesn't apply. Tosfos says, hey, there's another case where shtei nashim is usually mutter, and what's that? Tinokas, we just saw, Gemara and pay off of this. Tosfos says, why didn't the Gemara say that? Why didn't the Gemara say, isha v'tinokas is mutter, Reuven, Yocheved, and young Alizaleh, Aliza Tinokas, that's mutter, but Christopher Yocheved and Aliza Tinokas Aviyasa. Why don't we say that? How'd the Gemara know Dafka to say Ishto Imo? Ishto Imo is the kula which gets suspended if you deal with a nachri. Why not say the kula of Tinokas is suspended?
A Jewish
woman, a Jewish Tinokas, a non-Jewish man. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. You have a yichud between a Jewish woman or women and a non-Jewish man or men.
This Tinokas is this middle category?
Yeah, that's what we mentioned before, right.
That's how you're learning.
Old enough and young enough. Okay, correct. Okay. So Tosfos says, "Yesh lomar de lashon lotis yached mashra she'ein sham shum yisraelis elohim." Tosfos says, "Well, the language of the Mishnah doesn't sound like that. The language of the Mishnah was talking about a single woman. I don't mean single as opposed to married. I mean one woman, singular as opposed to plural. Lotis yached. She should not be misyachedes imahen with them. Either means a non-Jew or many non-Jews." But it sounded like we're only talking about one not Jewish woman. There's only one Jew in the room. That's what it sounds like. That's what Tosfos says. To say we're talking about Yocheved and Miss Aliza, Yocheved Aliza Tinokas, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Yesh L'dayek.
That in Hachinami, it is a problem.
Exactly. The din is true. Tosfos doesn't doubt the din is true. They just say, that's what it sounds like. I think a number of Chrome point out. That's not pshat in the Mishnah. You're looking for pshat in the Mishnah, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a scenario where there's only one Jew in the room. So we did find a case of two women and a man, but the case that Gemara gave was where both the man and the woman, one of the women, are non-Jews. It was Muhammad, Latifa, his wife, and Yocheved. But to have said Yocheved and Aliza Tinokas, at any rate, two of the people in the room are Jewish. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. Again, it sounds like Tosfos just told us the Chiddush LaHalacha that when you're dealing with an Achri, Shnei Anashim is the Kul of Shnei Anashim is not in force. The Kul of Ishto Imo is not in force. And that was quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And it sounds like Tosfos is also saying the Kul of Tinokas is not in force. When we get to the Sugi of Tinokas, maybe we'll come back to that. That's coming up in Sif Yud, I believe. As I said before, we'll get back to this in greater detail. Okay. Now, let's talk about the beginning of Tosfos. The beginning of Tosfos raises a kasha that Tosfos, back, if anyone seems like Kiddushins are more common right now in the room than Avodah Zarah's. Let's take a look back at Kiddushin, and ultimately what Tosfos is asking in Avodah Zarah as well, similar to the question they ask in Kiddushin, it's about the Mishnah in Kiddushin. What does the Mishnah say? Lotis Yachira, Demim Shtei Nashim, back Kiddushin, Peim Beis, mention of Yichir with two women, Avil Ishach, Misiachedes, Im Shtei Anashim, but a woman can have Yichir with two men. Tov. Ad Khan, presumably, Divrei Tanakama. Then the Tan Reb Shimon speaks. What does Reb Shimon say? A man can have yichud with two women, bizman she'ishto imo, if his wife is there. So he said, Tanakam had said, there's a iser of shtei nashim. Says Rav Shimon, well, it depends. Ishto imo is mutter. That's what the Mishnah sounds like. Mm-hmm. So what do all the Rishonim ask? Tesis in Kiddushin, Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, and you get the impression other Rishonim bothered also. They say, one second. According to the Mishnah, who is Ishtar Ima Mutter? Is Ishtar Ima Mutter?
Yes,
Kondor of Shimon. Kondor of
Shimon.
Yeah. Right, Kondor of Shimon. But it sounds like, from the Mishnah, Tanna Kama says, Shein Hashem is Aser. Reb Shimon says, well, sometimes Aser, sometimes Mutter. So it sounds like that the Kula of Ishtar Ima is Machlokas, Tanna Kama, Reb Shimon. You look at the Sugya of Avodah Zarah, it's just taken as Devar Pashit.
Yes.
So how do you make sense of that? Especially since, I don't know if the Ani Rishonim explicitly references, but not only is it often the case that we pass in like a Tanna Kama, but particularly the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, I think it's Erevin, I think it's Daf Mem Vav, has there's some of the rule of the Klali Apsak Machlokas, you know, Rabbi Ploni, Rabbi Almoni, you know, is there a rule they always pass like this one or that one? So among the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon tends to lose to any of the others. And if Rabbi Shimon is the author of the Zohar, so it could be he had a very, very strong Masorah from his Rabbi Rabbi Akiva in terms of Kabbalah. Maybe he had the superior Masorah. But in terms of Masorah and Halacha, we can pass on like Rabbi Shimon, but against his Chaverim, Rabbi Shimon of Yossi, we're going to pass him like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon of Yehuda, passing of Yehuda. If I remember correctly, the Gemara might leave it as an open question about Rabbi Shimon of Meir. So, a Tana Machlokes, Tana Kama, Rabbi Shimon, I would have assumed we passed like Tana Kama over Rabbi Shimon. Probably. Certainly not obvious we're passing like Rabbi Shimon. So, that's what Tosis was bothered by. So, Tosis right away says, here, top Tosis. Mashal Rabbana Fili Yishtim also is Yachid. Asulas Yachin. How are you going to make sense of this? How are you going to make sense of this? He says, I ben Avodah Zarah. It doesn't sound like that. Avodah Zarah doesn't sound like that. Tosis here says, there must be a different girsa. What's a different girsa? Add one letter. And it's a girsa you'll also find in the Rambam. I mentioned the Maamar Kama to take a peek at the Masada Rav Kook edition. Masada Rav Kook published Mishnayos with the Pirush HaRambam, which had been published for centuries beforehand. The unique contribution in Masada Rav Kook edition is that Rambam wrote the Pirush Mishnayos like almost all of his Svarim in Arabic. The only major sefer that he wrote in Hebrew is the Mishnah Torah. But almost all the other Sfarim we have from the Rambam were written in Arabic, and if you read them in Hebrew, it means you read it in translation. That's true for the Mora Nevuchim, it's true for the Sefer HaMitzvos, it's true for the Pirush HaMishnayos. Letters that he wrote, I think Shailat points out, some of the letters he wrote in Hebrew, some letters he wrote in Arabic. It seems like he responded in the language in which he was addressed. If you wrote him a letter in Hebrew, he responds in Hebrew. Wrote him a letter in Arabic, he responds in Arabic. So some of the Igros, the Igeres Hashma, the Igeres Teiman, the Igeres Tchias HaMesim, so I forget, I think some of them were written, I think one of them was written in Hebrew, the other in Arabic, all depending on how he was addressed. But Pirush HaMishnayos is written in Arabic. There are problems, as Rav Kafach documents, the earlier translations were of in non-uniform quality, let's say, on a variety of levels. The Rav Kafach had one of the Gedolei Teiman of the previous generation, the previous century. Not only was he a native Arabic speaker, he writes, I think he had a very strong Masorah in the Pirush HaMishnayos in particular. I believe he says he learned the entire Pirush HaMishnayos with his grandfather in the original Arabic. And he did his own fresh retranslation from the Arabic into Hebrew. He also, he points out that if you look at back at the manuscripts, and he had access for much of Mishnayos, he had gotten his hands on the Rambam's own copy, the Pirush HaMishnayos in Arabic in the Rambam's own hand. And he says, if you read there, you notice that there seem to be, he documents that there were four, Rambam gone through four different versions, four different stages of his Pirush HaMishnayos, and Kafach tries to reconstruct as much as possible. He you get the impression sometimes that he knew the Rambam better than the Rambam knew himself. Not in terms of the shittos, but in terms of like the Rambam's hanhaga. He had worked out, he was able to, got to the point he was able to recognize Rambam's handwriting, like recognize his age from the handwriting. At one point he says, if you read this carefully, you can figure out from the way the Rambam drew pictures how he was sitting, which way he was facing when he was writing his pirush. That's remarkable. So that edition, the Masar Kook edition of Mishnah's Pirush Rambam, you have the on the bottom, you have the Rav Kafach translation, the Pirush Rambam. On the top, you have a reconstruction based on manuscripts of old Girsas HaMishnah, specifically Girsas HaRambam. So you look there, you have the same Girsa that Tosus suggests as well. So you have this coming from both Ashkenaz and Sfarad. To add a single letter. What's the letter? Letter Vav. Uvizman. And that makes all the difference. Tanakhama says, a man cannot have yichud with two women. Rav Shimon says, yes, he can. Rav Shimon says, afish achem is yachem shtei nashim. Rav Shimon, according to his girsa, does not differentiate between shnei anashim and shnei nashim. Three is mutter. Maybe it didn't have cherim, but three is mutter. The Gemara, right, got into my time of why is there an asymmetry between two men and two women. According to this girsa, Rav Shimon doesn't hold it. It's Tanakhama. Rav Shimon says, no, it's all the same. Two men, one woman, two women, one man, it's all the same. And then, ubizman sheish to imo, here begins a new sentence. And dafka, not Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, two women and a man is always mutter. Okay. And Tanakhama disagrees. New sentence. Bizman sheish to imo, if it's ishto imo, so then it's mutter l'chaldeus. It's according to our girsa, dafka Rav Shimon is saying ishto imo. According to the girsa, Tosis and Kiddushin suggest that the Rambam had, Adrabba, Ishtayimu is Dafka Lufi the Tanakhama. I mean, Rav Shimon agrees to the din, but it's unnecessary. He holds that Shtei Nashim is always Mutter. If you look at Tosas Tuch, another set of Tosas in on Kiddushin, so they present this as Rebbeinu Hananel's Girsa. And if you look, the Tosis Yontif on Mishnayos points, if you look in the Rif, it's fantastic. The Rif sometimes breaks up the Mishnayos differently than we have in our Gemara. If you take a look here, it's not just a question of a letter. In fact, he doesn't have the extra letter. He has an extra paragraph. Because on the bottom line, Bezim and Bezim and Bezim Rif, Lo yishachir adam shtei nashim, av isha achas miyachez v'shtei anashim. Rav Shimon says, af yishachir miyachem shtei nashim, period. Then there's a chunk of Gemara. And then, lamagim lamad aleph, bizman sheish to imo yashim am pufundiki. It's a mamash, a new paragraph. So that's very clearly in line with the Girsas HaRambam, the Girsas Rebbeinu Hananel, quoted by Tosas Tuch, with the Girsas that the Riyad suggests in Tosas on Daf Pei. You look at the Rush, as he usually does, he starts with his basis is the riff, and then he adds, and he also has the same. He has the first piece of the Mishnah in Simon Chafal, the second piece of the Mishnah in Simon Chavdal. So that seems to be widely accepted. What's interesting, if you look in the Dakantosis and Avodah Zarah, there's a subtle difference. Because the Tosis and Avodah Zarah says, L'cha'ora muki l'akir b'shemen. Period. And then he moves on to the Tinokas discussion. In other words, Tosas in Avodah Zarah is noticing the same wrinkle. And hey, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is taking the Dar Pasha the Ishtayim was Mutter, but what happened to Mishnah and Kiddushin? But where all the other Rishonim seem to have said, therefore, it must be that there's a mistake in our Girsa and Kiddushin. Tos in the Kiddushin, and the Tosas Tuch B'Shem Echananel, and the Rif, and the Rush, and the Rambam. Tosas and Avozar L'Chaora did not change the Girsa. Yeah, it sounds like a Tzip Shemin. Okay, that's interesting. They're not overly bothered. Again, Tos and Kiddushin has more kashas that you're trying to deal with. But the Tosas and Avodah Zarah sounds like, okay, that's curious. You wouldn't have expected that we would pass like Rav Shimon against Tanakhama, but apparently we do. Because the Stam of the Gemara here says it, and the Gemara is interpreting this to be Stam Mishnah Avodah Zarah. And maybe that's why, okay, the Mishnah Avodah Zarah seems to, it's true to Machlokes Tanakam, Reb Shimon, and Kiddushim, but in Avodah Zarah, it's a Stam Mishnah like Reb Shimon. So that's how you pass. So it's worth noting, the Gra, by the way, that goes Hagra, back in Kiddushin, he gets excited about this. He points this out. He's not so excited about the change of girsa. But either way, there's not much of a difference with halacha. Not much of a difference with halacha. Either everyone agrees that Ishtayim was mutter, or it's a machlokas hatanam, but you pass like Reb Shimon, the Ishtayim was mutter. So. And let's. So, yeah.
Tie it back to the goy. So where how do we. I'm
sorry. So everyone agrees. The halacha, everyone agrees that ishto imo is a valid kula. Machlokas harishonim, whether it's a machlokas hatanaim, ishto imo, or all tanaim agreed ishto imo. Okay. By the way, also, machlokas harishonim, whether Reb Shimon holds that shtei nashim is always mutter. But we don't pass him like him. That's what he said, we don't pass him like him. That's pretty clear in the Gemara. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that yes, there is a kul of ishta imo that's legitimate. Now we know it's not so pashut. Okay, it might not be so pashut, but the kul of ishta imo does apply, and it applies even to prutzim.
Yeah,
but not to nachum. Not to nachum. One more interesting thing that I think we may have touched on a little bit, but let's unpack a little more. Ishto imo, they said before that tinokas is an example of a case where normally the rule is, again, either it's lechal deis or it's tanakama, but normally the rule is shtei nashim ishachar zaser. One exception is tinokas, rava and pe'alf and big. Okay, another exception is ishto imo. Now, the ishto imo, ishto imo, again, and the logic is normally either lechal deis or at least according to Tanakama, shnei nashim is not as powerful as shnei anashim. In other words, adding a shomeris is not going to necessarily be effective the way adding a shomer is. Why? Because as Rashi says, there's a concern that maybe she'll participate. There's a slight concern that she'll end up participating as well, and then she's no longer a shomeris because when she's a participant, so she's not going to spill the beans. So the poskim raised the discussion. Okay, so what about in a case where you have a man is alone with two women, but we don't have a concern that one of them is going to be a participant? Right? So one example is okay, tinokas. That seems to be the logic of tinokas and takas mutter. Ishto imo, okay. He has no esriyichah with his wife. But how about a different case? The Mishnah spoke about a couple of figures. This Mishnah spoke about a wife. The Mishnah also spoke about a mother and a daughter. The Mishnah said, a son with a mother, no esriyichah. A daughter with a father, no esriyichah. How about a daughter with her father and one other woman? How about a son with his mother and one other woman? So did we touch on this already? No? So what would you say? What would you say?
No yichud with father, daughter, and another woman.
So l'chora, logically, you ought to have said, look, I have no yichud between a father and daughter because they're negligible, if any concern, of there being lonely tiznos. So she's a non-participant. So then, once she's a non-participant, so then even if there's another woman there as well, the presence of the daughter should serve as a shomeres to diffuse any concern yichud between her father and this other woman. Or a mother and a son and one other woman. The same thing. That's similar to Tinokas. And indeed, many Achronim, many recent Achronim do take that approach. Three contemporaries, the Rav, the Chazanish, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, all assume that that is Mutter. The Halacha quotes the Chazanish, as Mutter, Rav Moshe Feinstein, they had Tshuva.
But Rabbi, that in that situation, there's two women. I mean, the daughter is not a woman?
Yeah, she is.
So we learn the Mishnah.
Correct. Good. So the Mishnah said, generally, a man and two women is Aser. These Achronim say, okay, but this man to women is Aser. The Rashi explained because there's a concern, at least a slight concern, that might both become participants. Rava already said in Pe'al from Beis, but if one of the two women is a Tinokas, then the din of the Mishnah does not apply. So these Achronim suggest Hu Adinami. If the second woman is an adult, but she's an adult with whom this man has no Eser Yichud. So once he has no Eser Yichud with her, then the same should be true. Then she even serves as a Shomeres. The Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Zechor Lavraham. Did we do talk about the Zechor Lavraham?
Yes.
Yeah. Pischei Tshuva says, Zechor Lavraham says it's a problem. So let's talk a little bit more about that. So Avram says it's a problem, and the Dvar Halacha quotes several other earlier Achronim who bring a raya, which we may not have begun to speak of. The Sefer HaMakna, or Sefer HaMikna, if you want to be a technical, and the Chidah, both quoted by the Dvar Halacha, saying, look, why did we say Ishto Imo? Why did we say Imo, Vito Imo? Maybe we left off of that last time. Hey, why would Davka say Ishto Imo? Or we dafka say ishto imo.
Yeah.
So there are three answers. I think at least we touched on one of them. So three responses to that. How would you defend the position of the Chazanish and the Rav and Moshe? And again, it's a simple. It's a simple. Meaning of what's it called? Yeah, I should add. Yeah, so three answers, and then maybe we'll circle back to talk about Rishonim a little more. So one answer is some Achronim say it's all the same. Some Achronim say, why are you assuming that Ishto Imo is necessarily, you know, more obvious than Bito Imo or Imo? You're assuming that Ishto is a super strong Shmira. So some say, look, Taisa said in Kiddush, in the Avodah Zarah, Ishto Imo, Tinokas, it's all the same thing. Doesn't sound like it's stronger, it's all the same thing. So that's what some Achronim say. Yeah, there's no, the Kasha isn't the Kasha, because it's all the same. And then we mentioned, I think last time, that some say, the Ishto Imo is a stronger kula because Bito Imo also works. Ishto Imo is even stronger because, as the Mishnah says, Yashima and Puntaki. Even Balayla, she serves alone. A spouse serves as a valid shomer even while asleep. Any other shomer, you need double. You need two sleeping shomer. But Ishto Imo, that works especially well with this change in girsa. It works especially well with this change of girsa. Bizmasha ishto imo yashima puntaki. If you move that vav. There's a third approach, I think the Dvar Halacha also quotes, that maybe ishto imo is stronger. This is a machlokas achronim. We'll come soon, maybe even right after Hanukkah, to the kula of coming up a pe'al from an aleph of baila bi'ir. That a husband, the presence of a husband, is matur Eser Yichud, even if he's not here, if he's anywhere in town, non-localized. That's a chiddush. So Achronim discuss, how about Ishto? There is a small group of Achronim that think Ishto Be'ir is also matur. That's, I think, widely rejected. There are some Achronim, there's a slightly larger group of Achronim, sort of rooted in Sifchaf, towards the end of the Siman, who suggests, well, maybe not Ishto Be'ir is not matur, maybe Ishto Be'chatzer is matur. Not anywhere in the town, but she's in the immediate vicinity. Not in this room, but right outside the house. She's in the yard. That's what a chatzar is. So, or well, so let's say it comes to some point out, an example that might be a different, like, let's say, elsewhere in the apartment building. A woman, a married couple have an apartment, and you, if you don't have a, you don't have a washer-dryer in your apartment, so you got to go down to the basement. Brings back memories for some of us. You got to go down to the basement. So let's say, so if the husband goes down to the basement, leaving his wife in the apartment with another man, so that's Baal Be'ir. Okay, let's say the reverse. Wife goes down to the laundry, leaving her husband alone in the apartment with another woman. So that's probably Ishto Bechatzer. So that's a Machlokes Achronim. Is there such a kula or Ishto Imo's only Imo Mamish? So again, so if you say Ishto Bechatzer is Mutter, so the Viter, that could be why. That could be why the Mishnah singled out Ishto, not because it's not true by Bitu Imo, but because Ishto Imo, because those are the three approaches. Either there is a Kula Bitu Imo, the Mishnah said Ishto, but Ishto Bitu is all the same in line with Tyson and Vazara, or we Bitu Imo is also Mutter, but we mentioned the Ishto because Ishto is stronger. Either Ishto is stronger in line with the Girsa, the Tosis raises, Dafka Yashimon Bapuntaki, that only by Ishto Imo do you say that she serves as a valid, full valid Shomeris even while asleep. Or if you accept the idea of Ishto Bechatzer, so that's why we're saying Ishto Imo, if one's daughter is right there, it's Mutter, like Tinokes, but the point is Ishto is Mutter even if she's in the vicinity. Yeah, question.
Two unrelated questions. As far as Tinokes, this is two parts. So why do we say that?
And after the questions, we'll try to wrap. We'll wrap up this Shomeris issue. Back in the Shomer.
A tinnitus is a guy doesn't work. And is there no problem with Yichud with a tinnitus that's a Jew just one on one? And that's the third thing. Is there a problem the way the Gemara reads according to the Girsa changers in the Mishnah, the first line of the Gemara? I mean, you would expect to then distinguish the Tanakhama from Rosh Hashanah. It says my Taima. You should say my Taima of the Tanakhama, not necessarily.
That's a good point. So Arishon Rishon, we'll get more to Tinokas when we get officially to Tinokas, particularly in terms of both in terms of the Nachri issue, and there's more to talk about there. There's Shmos Yaakov, and in terms of your question about Tinokas alone is a problem. We'll have to figure out why when we get to Sifim Yud and Yud Aleph.
But it's a problem.
So, well, yeah. So we're gonna have to figure that out. Well, that's a good question. We'll have to figure that one out. I want to reserve that when we jump into this more fully. In terms of the Maitama, that is an interesting point. Right? Your point that the language, in fact, the Gemara doesn't give any indication that the Machlokas HaTanaim is makes it sound like Rib Shimon agreed. That sounds like our Girsa. The Girsa, yeah. That's a good point.
Just one thing. What's the age of the boss? You didn't.
No, it could be any age. She could be an adult because.
No, but I mean,
father,
if she's young, she's not.
No,
she's not.
And no one, neither male nor female, no one serves as a shomer if you're so young that you're not yodei tambiyah. If a child is a couple years old, they wouldn't even understand this something in Torah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's the same, okay, as in
Tinokas. So let me just, in terms of this Shomeris issue, Halach Lamaisa, I think Arabeim assumed that any woman with whom I have no Isser Yichud also serves as a Shomeris, not only Ishto, but Imo, or Bito, or grandmother, or granddaughter, or we'll get to Baal Be'ir, to be alone with two women, one who is Baal Be'ir, so I have no Isser Yichud with either one. I would note that it may be this Machlokas Achronim, again, you have the Chaznish, the Rav, and Ramesha versus the Zichar Avram, the Mikna, and the Chidot, Maracha, Mo Maracha, it could be it's also Machlokas Rishonim in two contexts. Number one, I think we might have touched on this last time, in terms of Nashim, Dait, and Kal, so how you understand why Shtei Nashim is generally problematic, so Rashi had said it's because there's a concern that they'll both be participants. Whereas the Ritva had said, more generally, just it's more likely that a woman will preserve another woman's privacy. So the idea of a shomeris working, just because there's Narsi Yichud is stronger with Rashi. It could work with Ritva also, but it's more obvious with Rashi and Ritva. And it may also be Machalokas Rambam and Tur. Time is tight, so let me just reference when the Rambam, when the Tur quotes from the Rambam that he held that Bizman Azero al Prutzim, this takes us back to the very beginning of the Chaburah. The Tur says, Rambam says, we're all Prutzim. But then he said, but even the Rambam says, Ishto Imo is Mutter. And the Tur says, I don't understand. Mineu Bey is no good. If you think the Isha Achas is Aser with many men, so what does it help the Ishto Shalechem Em Sham? But how about the rest? How about the rest? So you got to figure out what's the Tur's attack and what the Rambam's response. But it may be that the Torah is saying, maybe, depending on how you read it, the Torah is saying, it's very nice there's no Issa Yichud with that woman, she's Ishto Imo, but how about the other woman who's there? If that's how the Torah is reading the Rambam, there are two women, which is something Tosis, Kiddush, and Peyam Beis also gets involved in. So it may be that the Torah is saying, it's very nice they have no Issa Yichud with the one woman, but how about with the other woman? Which means the Torah is perhaps assuming, that this Shomeris idea does not work, albeit maybe only within the context of the Rambam, who thinks we're all Prutzim. Will the Rambam respond? So perhaps...
Why can't the man be a Shomer? He's also a protector.
Correct. So it could be that Shomeris doesn't work because they're Prutzim. Maybe. But how would the Rambam respond? Perhaps, a different way to read the Rambam's response, but maybe, perhaps the Machlokas Rambam and Tur is this Machlokas whether Shomeris works or not. Okay, Mitzvah next week. Next week we'll get involved in Yom HaChanukah.